story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Until next time, at this same frequencies, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I will be Jay Thurber, good Lord willing. Don't forget, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me at jaythurbershow.com. Follow me on social media, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Smooth, relaxed, and easy is coming up next.
A production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That was Lex de Azevedo, On the Road Again, here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And before that, we started the program off with, what did we start the program off with? This computer is always goofy. John Fox with Suddenly. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And good to be with you for another week as we approach the summer solstice. The quote-unquote longest day of the year. Actually, the day is still 24 hours. It's just that we have more sunlight, which people consider daytime versus evening or nighttime or whatever. But that's the way it goes. But anyway, it's time for the things that need to be celebrated, the holidays that need to be celebrated that you didn't know needed to be celebrated because you just haven't done your research. But that's why I'm here. So here we go, starting with Friday, June 20th. And that brings us three reasons to raise your glass, or your telescope for that matter. First up, National Vanilla Milkshake Day, a classic treat with a smooth kick that's perfect for summer sipping. Then it's Take Your Dog to Work Day. Yeah, that's right. Take Your Dog to Work Day. It may not work out very well, but if the office smells like bacon and fur, that is why. And finally, it's World Juggling Day, where enthusiasts take to parks, gyms, and sidewalks, and toss clubs and flaming torches in the air, and in a celebration of dexterity and dropped objects. I could just talk, actually. That would be great. Saturday, June 21st, it's the summer solstice, which lands on International Day of Yoga, encouraging folks from all walks of life to strike a pose and breathe deep. It's also Go Skateboarding Day, when half pipes and sidewalks alike become stages for kickflips and scraped knees. And then there's Cuckoo Warning Day. Yeah, this is nuts. A little known folk belief stating that if you hear a cuckoo bird on June 21st, a wet summer lies ahead. No cuckoo, then dust off your sunscreen and plan a picnic. June 22nd, which is Sunday. Grab your rubber ducky because it's National Bath Day. It's about time. Everybody needs a bath. General reminder that relaxation is a basic human right. It's also Onion Ring Day. Giving fast food fans everywhere a reason to swap fries for battered hoops of crispy joy. And then there's the, for the tech nostalgic, it's HVAC Tech Day, honoring those unsung heroes who keep us cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Or a just right Goldilocks level year round, right? Then June 23rd, Monday, is Let It Go Day. Not anything to do with a Disney movie. Encouraging people to drop grudges, regrets, and possibly a few bad haircuts from the past. Also that day is Pink Flamingo Day, celebrating the flamboyant lawn ornament first introduced in 1957. And something truly odd, National Porridge Day. Yes, that mushy breakfast food enjoyed by fairy tale bears and Victorian orphans. It's getting its own spoonful of recognition celebrated primarily in the UK. Well, we can celebrate it here, too. June 24th brings Fairy Day. It's a magical tribute to winged folklore spirits. And believers young and old, rather. Swim a lap day surfaces as well, so good for fitness and fun in the sun. First color broadcast in 1951. It's also Catfish Day, recognized by President Reagan in 1987 to spotlight farm-raised fish. And finally, it's Log Cabin Day, dedicated to rustic living, simpler times, and the unmistakable smell of pine. June 26th is our final day for this round, and we end it with Chocolate Pudding Day. Dessert spoons, get ready. Beautician's Day gives overdue credit to those who've braved dye jobs and tricky bang snipping. And the oddest of the whole entire week is Forgiveness Day, a philosophical nudge to extend grace, bury hatchets, and admit that, yes, your cousin probably didn't mean to crash your bike in 2008. Whether you send a text or a hug or a passive-aggressive meme, the sentiment still counts. So those are things you should celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well because they're there to celebrate. Here's Man. Tanzania, I Just Can't Help Believing. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Western Pennsylvania native Henry Mancini there with Send In the Clowns. Andy Williams with his friends the Osmond Brothers before that. More Today Than Yesterday, originally done by Spiral Staircase. Alan Tew in Loving Arms, Paul Marriott with Woman in Love, and Manzanilla with I Just Can't Help Believing. Here's Jerry Toth and One, a Marvin Hamlisch tune, on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
John Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the City of New Orleans, Arlo Guthrie tune from many years ago. Ronnie Aldridge before that, and Almost Like Being in Love, and Lex de Azevedo, and Walk Right Back in that set. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for... It's time for some of the Guinness World Records recently achieved, from the utterly impressive to the wonderfully weird. And believe me, we have both. Because we look for that on purpose. Beginning in Martigny, Switzerland. I'm assuming that's Martigny, even though it has a G in it somewhere. We begin there, where over 4,800 cheese lovers came together in the alpine town of Martigny to do something very great. G-R-A-T-E. They set a new record for the largest raclette party on June 8th, melting and scraping more than 2,000 kilograms of cheese onto 1,200 kilos of potatoes, with a generous side of over 1,200 jars of pickled gherkins and onions. That's enough to make any lactose-tolerant heart melt. Yeah, yahoo. Boy, you get plugged up, too. Meanwhile, in the Arizona heat, tech took the reins. The Apollo Farm unveiled the world's first fully robotic vertical farm. A stacked system of automated bins growing herbs and veggies in an eco-friendly warehouse. No farmers in overalls here, just smooth robotic precision. Guinness certified it as the first of its kind, a landmark moment in the future of farming. In Doha, Qatar, if you think your 3D printer is impressive, well, wait until you see this monster. Just the other day, Qatar introduced the largest 3D construction printer ever built, at 50 meters long, 30 wide, and 15 meters tall. Obviously, I'm not getting this from a U.S. source. Basically, the size of the small airplane hangar. That's huge. It can print homes in concrete from the ground up. Now, that's a big print job, but probably very expensive. Back in the U.S., nostalgia and exercise meet head-on when over 1,400 people gathered in a park in Folsom, California, to play a game of red light, green light. Yep, that's the game. The one from your childhood that just became the greatest Guinness record for most players at once. And every single stop had to be perfectly synchronized. But they had a loudspeaker there. And finally, some small wonders. This month, the team of doctors helped deliver a set of quadruplets, born 115 days early, earning a place in the record books for the most premature set of quads. All four babies are alive, growing, and already a part of world history, even before learning to crawl. So whether it's cheese, robots, childhood games, or miracles in medicine, this has been your smooth, relaxing, and easy moment in the world records. I've got to learn how to talk. I really do. Here's Harold Faltermeyer on SRE. We'll be right back.
Summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. Believe it or not, that's the Bob Crewe generation and Wives and Lovers, the Burt Bacharach tune. Bob Crewe, the boys who watch the girls go by, music thereof. Pete Drake before that and his Sonovox and Forever from 1964. Tony Mottola with You Send Me. Barry Lippmann and Knock Up Susie. And just before you assume anything there, that means... over in England that they actually go knock on their door. And that's, yeah. And in America, it means something entirely different. Harold Faltermeyer with the Axel F theme started that set. Here is John Fox and his orchestra in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. David Seville takes us up to the top of the hour with Armin's theme. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio.